This weekend, talks between Microsoft and AOL Time Warner collapsed after the two sides failed to agree on how to combine some of their software systems. The heart of the dispute centered around Microsoft's new operating system and the competition it poses to services that AOL already provides. Although the two companies' relationship with each other is now on shaky ground, commentator Jessica Siegel has put her own relationship with AOL on a stronger footing.
I was obsessed. I had all the symptoms. The mood swings, sleepless nights, constant anxiety. I was becoming alienated from my friends and family, yet I couldn't stop calling. His initials, they're AOL. Yeah, I know it's a cliche, but I took up with the digital postman. After months of this, I finally had to admit, I was in an abusive relationship. The experts say you're not supposed to get emotionally involved like this, but I couldn't help it. AOL was my first. The first stock I ever picked on my own. I took him 5 years ago when no one else wanted him. You remember, the class action lawsuit, crashes and busy signals. Everyone complained about the bad service, but I noticed that no one jumped ship. That's when I committed. Things went soft at first, drooping, way down. Then AOL got its stock price up and kept on going. My shares doubled, tripled, quintupled, and on. We climaxed at $95 a share. It was the best I ever had. But then tech stocks lost their way and took AOL with them. The shares went down more than half from their all-time high. I was still ahead, but I felt so deflated. Maybe you can relate. Finally, I realized I needed help. Emergency stock therapy. A friend's friend at a blue-chip financial house counseled me. He was brutal. Diversification, he advised. Diversification? I objected. You just don't understand. I just want to get back to the way we were. To the old thrill, the excitement, that special feeling. But deep down, I knew he was right. Then it hit me. The words of financial guru Peter Lynch. People remember their first shares, he wrote, the way they remember their first kiss. No matter how many dozens of companies you'll own in the future, you'll never get over the first. Then somehow I knew it was okay. I knew it was better to have love than, well, you know. And I knew what I had to do. I filled in the sell form for AOL stock, closed my eyes, hit enter, and said goodbye to a third of my shares. I may have been emotionally involved, but I'm not an idiot. Just like they said, I was diversifying. And now I feel kind of wised up. AOL and me? Well, let's just say we're still good friends, but I'm seeing others now. I'm Jessica Siegel for Marketplace.
Jessica Siegel is an assistant professor at New York University School of Journalism and a freelance writer.